Colt 45's Baseball. Owens provides top quality respiratory products and services throughout the North State and Northern Nevada. Products include oxygen therapy featuring the small and portable oxygen concentrators, CPAP machines, and a team focused specifically on providing ongoing CPAP supplies to help you get the best sleep possible. Owens has been in business since 1979 and has been Joint Commission accredited since 2003, allowing them to care for patients in our community when they need them the most. Contact Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-696-9367.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex, Pavestone, the Angie app, and QuickCrete. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we're here to help you take on the projects that you want to get done around your house. This is episode. Leslie, you ready for this? It's episode 2222.
Oh, I love it. That's lucky.
2,222 episodes. I think so, in the year 2022. So we're so glad to have you be part of this episode. If you've got questions about projects you want to get done, please reach out to us. A couple of ways that you can do that. You can go to moneypit.com and click on the blue microphone button, or you can also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT and leave your question. We'll call you back the next time we are in the studio. Coming up on today's show, summer vacations can definitely be a fun and relaxing experience, but they can also be fun for burglars who love hitting vacant houses. So to help make sure the home that you come back to is exactly like the one you left, we're going to share a few tips to keep those intruders away.
And these days, we're conditioned to think about energy efficiency when you're buying a new appliance like a refrigerator or a television. But you might be surprised to learn that your home's biggest energy waster could live in your laundry room. And we're talking about your dryer. We're going to explain why and how to get the most out of this mission-critical machine just ahead.
And if one of your summer projects is, say, putting up a new fence or setting a flagpole, you need to set the posts in concrete. Well, we're going to share a trick of the trade that makes it really, really easy to do that. In fact, you don't even have to mix it.
All right. Well, that sounds like a perfect summer project. What are you guys working on this summer weekend? I can't believe we are flying through July. And before you know it, we'll be talking about fall fix-ups. So let us know what you want to tackle this summer season. Give us a call.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Delaware, where Eve is trying to get rid of a smoke smell. What's going on?
Right. We recently purchased a row home in Philadelphia, and it has a third-floor studio apartment where the previous occupant was a heavy smoker. And we're trying to get rid of the smell from the cigarettes. We've tried removing the floor tiles, replacing the drop grid ceiling tiles, and painting, but the odor is still pretty strong. So I'm wondering if you have any suggestions.
So above the drop ceiling, did you paint that surface as well?
No, we didn't.
What did you paint with? Did you use any kind of a primer?
Going over paint, so we didn't. We just used a regular latex paint.
Right, so the best thing to do in a situation like this is to use a very good quality primer, either an alkyd primer or a solvent-based primer, because it tends to seal in all of those wall and ceiling surfaces, including the odors that are underneath. The other issue, of course, is the floors. Now, you mentioned that there's a tile floor there, so it was a hard surface floor?
Yeah, right now we pulled up everything and we're down to the plywood, and we were just going to put in a new flooring. So is there anything we should do before we do that?
Yeah, I would also prime the plywood.
Okay.
I'd seal everything in. I would use a good quality oil-based primer, like a Kills, for example, and I would prime the heck out of everything because that does a good job of sealing out those odors. That and some just normal ventilation ought to do it. But I think if you don't prime those surfaces, you won't be able to completely get rid of that odor. And then, of course, it goes without saying that you've disposed of furniture and curtains and things like that.
Yes. The only other question is, what about, like, kitchen cabinets?
Nah, you can't do much with them. But what you can do is you can clean them with TSP, trisodium phosphate. It's like a powdery soap mix that you buy in the paint aisle, and you can mix up a solution and clean those. Are these wooden cabinets or, like, laminate cabinets?
Wooden.
If it's wooden, you may not want to use the TSP on it. You could use Murphy's oil soap.
Okay.
But you're going to have to clean them.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Eve. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit. And thankfully, fewer and fewer people
and
smoke with us. We're getting fewer and fewer of those calls. But I tell you
Saturday
what, when you get a house that's like that,
what
a mess.
California,
heading to New York, where we've got Max on the line. He's dealing with...
To start a three-game series as the Fresno Athletics take on your Reading Colt 45s. Hi, everybody. I'm Ethan Hansen, and it's good to be along with you, wherever you may be. You missed the mixture of a marathon and a melodrama yesterday. Two Colt 45 players were thrown out. It was Bryce Tweed who got the yank in the first inning for arguing a bang-bang play at home base, and then Arive Camacho at short getting thrown out for arguing balls and strikes. Ultimately, the Colt 45s were able to rally from an 8-4 deficit, tie the game at 8, and then battle in the last inning to tie the game up at 11. We then win an extra 6 innings before being finalized by the Fresno Athletics, who won 13-12 in 15 innings. The game took over 5 hours, and both me and my producer sure were exhausted by all get out by the end of the night. And now we bring you some more action and more drama between these two competitive ball clubs that are really looking to get after each other tonight after yesterday's close affair. So batting first for the Athletics will be Ivan Ruiz, the second baseman, and then batting second will be Brandon Dodd, the shortstop. Batting third will be center fielder Leo Aragwin, and then batting fourth will be first baseman Steven Martinez, who pitched last night and went 6 innings. Batting fifth will be Joseph Portwood, the right fielder, and then batting six will be Hu Chin Hao. He is a designated hitter and an infielder all the way from the great country of Taiwan. Batting seventh will be third baseman Jacob Maynor, and then batting eighth will be catcher Max Vestal. And then batting ninth will be left fielder Matthew Lauren. For the Colt 45s, who they'll have on their infield is Ethan Williams at catcher, and then playing first base will be Kyle Norton. Jonathan Kumai from Everett College in Washington will be the second baseman, and then playing third will be Nate Scott from Shasta College. Playing short will be Arive Camacho, who is looking to just turn things around after yesterday's drama. And then playing in left field will be Isaiah Cortez from Ione, California in Amador County. Playing center will be Bryce Tweet, and then playing right field will be Blake Tweet. Wyatt Reginato gets the day off in the field from third base, but he will be the designated hitter. And so on the mound for the Colt 45s will be Connor Irvine. Connor Irvine actually from Victoria, Canada. Born and raised there, and just grew up playing baseball, played some hockey as well, but really found his love for baseball at a young age, and said he decided to come to California to seek out the best in baseball. And he is working on trying to find himself a scholarship offer through this college baseball summer experience here in Redding, California. It is a beautiful, beautiful start to the day. Bright blue skies everywhere. A little hot on the hot side. We're talking low 90s, but you know what? As the sun begins to set, it should get cooler, calmer, and much better. So for Irvine, who throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, likes to mix in a curve on occasion, so trying to work on his off-speed. and he will go straight after Ivan Ruiz to lead things off. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5. 0-1 the count to Ruiz. The 0-1 pitch is a fastball swung on lift up along the right field line, and that's going to go foul and out of play. The field dimensions, as always here at Tiger Field, one of the harder places to actually hit home runs because of the depth. You don't have any short porches. You really have to hit the ball hard, and you have to hit it well. The 0-2 pitch is a comebacker off the glove of Irvine. Kumai with time throws the first, not in time. And so safely aboard with an infield single will be Evan Ruiz. Just a tough play to make for Irvine. It was hit hard right back out of his glove and just couldn't get a handle on it. And then Kumai tried to come over and make a throw, but there will be no play. And so with an infield single, that will bring up Ruiz. So down the right field line, it is 310, and then in the right center gap, it is 370. 406 in dead center, and then it'll be 358 in left center. And then down the line, down the left field line, it is 320. So, you know, some ballparks have, you know, shorter lines, and it's pretty consistent, 310 to 320. And again, when you're dealing with the wind, it can make it pretty tough to hit. 0-1 to Brandon Dodd. Irvine, he sets. He winds in, delivers the 0-1 pitch. Is a straight fastball that misses just on the inside corner for a ball. So 1-1 just getting started here at beautiful Tiger Field. 1-1 pitch is a fastball way upstairs, and Dodd had to get out of the way. So Irvine throwing his fastball, trying to command that fastball to make those breaking balls even tougher to hit. Here's the 2-1 pitch, a slider on the outside corner. Perfect pitch right at the knees for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Ruiz with a short lead over at first. Irvine delivers the 2-2 is a changeup. Waved out of Mr. Strike three. Down goes Dodd out in front, and there's one away. So again, for Irvine, who has just done such a good job this season of mixing his pitches, comes in with an earned run average of 1 and has 32 strikeouts and just 6 walks. I mean, that is a high strikeout-to-walk ratio. He has been in command and in control. Now the pitch to Leo Aragon is taken high for ball one. So 1-0, Jonathan Kumai and Arif Camacho in double play depth, shaded towards second base. 1-0 pitch, fastball on the corner to the left-hander for a strike. One ball and one strike. The Colt 45s wearing white jerseys with the yellow undershirt and then the white pants with a black pinstripe. 1-1 is a changeup that just misses low. But that's a good miss if you're Irvine. Working on Aragon. Two balls and one strike. Here's a fastball swung on, grounded right to Camacho. He'll turn to second for one, and there will be no play at first. Better safe than sorry, but the Colt 45s get the lead runner, and there's two away. So, again, you're dealing with that sunlight and just talking with some of the players, including Blake and Bryce Tweed, about how at least starting that, especially on the infield and as you get into the outfield, you're really working with the sun directly in your face, so visibility can be tough. Fastball is swung on and missed for strike one to Steven Martinez, who pitched last night. So 0-1, and it was a very uncharacteristic game for the Colt 45s, who made some mistakes on the infield as well. 0-1 pitches a fastball, swung on, lifted all up the right field line, and foul out of play. Ooh, that almost hit some people. Geez, there was just about a trio of three people that were walking to the game, and all of a sudden, they see a white, hard dot just rushing at them. Hopefully, they're okay. The 0-2 pitch is guarded up along third. Tough play to make. Here's the throw by Nate Scott. Gets his man, and that ends the inning. So a clean inning of baseball for the Colt 45s. A leadoff infield single, but they get no further than 35 feet. No runs, one hit, a man left, and it is the Fresno Athletics 0, the Colt 45s coming up here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees, along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
So we are back to the bottom of the first inning, and Areve Camacho will lead things off, the shortstop, followed by Kyle Norton batting second, the first baseman. Batting third will be Bryce Tweet, the center fielder, and then batting fourth will be Reginato that made that play at third base. Batting fifth will be Isaiah Cortez from Ione, and then batting sixth will be Blake Tweet, the right fielder. Batting seventh will be Ethan Williams, the catcher. Batting eighth will be Nate Scott. He's the designated hitter. And then batting ninth will be Jonathan Kumai. So I got Reginato and Nate Scott a little bit mixed up, but no worries. Book is good. Here's the pitch to Camacho. It's a fastball that's taken away and high for ball one. And the Colt 45s talking with Camacho, talking with Blake and Bryce, and how they're just going to try to not chase as many bad pitches tonight. Felt like they were chasing some out of their zone. 1-0 pitch is swung on and fouled back out of play behind home plate. So up along the first baseline, we have the Reading Library with its glistening, nice new windows. And then just a few blocks down, we have City Hall. And then off on the left field side, you have Safeway. In case you're looking for a snack before 12, you can get to Safeway. A lot happening here in Reading. And once again, we just want to thank our first responders who responded to the Peter Fire and for putting that blaze out quickly. Just a very special thank you to all of our law enforcement and first responders for giving back to our community and keeping everybody safe. Here's the 1-2 pitch, waved at him, Mr. Strike 3, and down goes Camacho. So Eddie Avalos with the strikeout, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So here is Kyle Norton, who is listed at 6'3". Was a former club basketball player at one point, and he still has some hops. So has a 36-inch vertical, which I guess can be made easy when you're that big, that long. And watching him go up against Di Maria yesterday was pretty interesting. Here's the 0-1 pitch, waved out and missed for strike two. So 0-2 the count, and Eddie Avalos dialed in. The Fresno Athletics wearing the Oakland Athletics look-alike jerseys, the yellow jersey with the green pinstripes and green sleeves and gray pants. 0-2 to Norton. 0-2 pitch is a fastball, swung on, grounded to first. Tough play in the sun, the cover by Avalos, and he gets there in time to take care of Norton, two away. So for Steven Martinez, dealing with that sun directly, and even if that's a ground ball, you're still having to really try to locate that ball, fight the gaze. But he did it, and then Avalos with the hustle, covering first. So two away, and now here is Bryce Tweet, who is 1-for-1 and then was thrown out of yesterday's game for arguing a bang-bang play at first. And here's a drive to the right field line. She is foul. Oh, just hooked it. That was a first pitch juicer, and he sent it about 450 feet. But the first base umpire, who was seeing the ball all the way, said it hooked past Bellinger's steel foul line. 0-1 the count, but if you're Avalos, wouldn't recommend throwing one of those again. Whew. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swung on the inside out to down the left field line and foul. Oh man, Bryce Tweet. Just a man after yesterday. It was just a rough night for both guys. Blake went 0-for-6 yesterday. But again, today is a new day, and for the Tweeds, looking to get back into the action, the 0-2 pitch is swung on, lined up along the third baseline and foul. But that is three pitches and three hard chunks of contact if you are Bryce Tweet, who was originally supposed to play for the University of Nevada, Reno, the Wolfpack, but decided to come back and plays at Sacramento City College with his brother, twin Blake, his older brother, Tanner, who the all three of them got to play together last year. So that was cool. So you have a family of ball players, and, you know, talking with Lacey's story on both how Blake and Bryce managed to get scholarships during the COVID year. The 0-2 pitch is swung on, and that is fouled back. So Avalos continues to pound the strike zone. And so we have a good battle here. Now Bryce is going to switch bats. Might have cracked his bat a little bit. And, you know, I've actually figured out a way to tell the twins apart, because one likes facial hair, the other one likes to keep it clean. So if you see Bryce or Blake together, the one with the long chunk of facial hair, that one's Bryce. It's pretty much the only difference the two have. They even share the same car. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball just off the plate. Bryce also knows his strike zone and knows when to pull the trigger and knows when not to. That was a tough pitch to take on 0-2, but took it, he did, and it was off the plate. Avalos sets. He winds in, delivers the 1-2 pitch, a slider in the dirt. And here was an interesting spectacle. Last week, Bryce had a game against Sacramento NBO where he had 6 plate appearances and did not record a single at-bat. Reached base 6 times, was hit by a pitch twice, and was walked 4 times. The 0-2 is grounded up behind home plate, foul. So tweet, continuing to battle, continuing to work, and continuing the at-bat and trying to get the upper hand on the Fresno Athletics. Just getting started here, bottom of the first, still no score with two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch, fastball, again off the plate for ball three. So tweet, looking to work himself aboard. The pitch is swung on and missed. It's a drop third. The throw to first is not going to be in time. And then it's going to go all the way into right field. But luckily, Athletics had two insurance policies in effect. So Ivan Ruiz was there on the backup of the errant throw. It missed him, but luckily the right fielder covering behind him, Joseph Portwood. So good bit of defense there from the Athletics, who that could have been Bryce Tweed at second base and the whole crowd here at Tiger Field ringing the cowbells. And so now here is Wyatt Reginato, who I incorrectly said is the designated hitter. He is actually the third baseman. Takes ball one on the outside corner, and the count is 1-0. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Tweet not going on a pitch that's in the dirt for ball two. So two balls and no strikes the count. Max Vestal, who's a sidearm right-hander, is actually catching tonight. A lot of two-way players on this deep Fresno Athletics team. 2-0 pitch, runner not going on ball three. The ball bounces through Vessel and into second goes Bryce Tweet. So 3-0 hitters count in for Max Vestal, having himself a bit of an adventure there. Bobbled the drop third strike and then on a pitch in the dirt directly to him, the ball skipped away. So we'll see how Vestal is able to make the adjustments. And meanwhile, for Wyatt Reginato, who attends Folsom Lake, was born and raised in good old Cottonwood, California. Happy Valley Road. The lights got rodeos out in Cottonwood. You have the fruit that you can pick when summer turns into fall. You got Duver Wooden Dairy Farms, which have milk and cookie days in October. 3-0 pitch is taken out. It's actually 3-1, so. Avalos looking in. Heel set. Wind and fire. The 3-1 pitch is in the dirt, and now that's ball four. So Reginato is aboard and with two outs. Let's see if the Colt 45s can do what the Athletics did last night, which was score two runs with two out. Here is Isaiah Cortez. The pitch to Cortez is on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1, and just remembers growing up in Amador County and being taught the game of baseball by his dad, Jose. Talked very highly of him in the pregame, so if you're listening to this broadcast, Jose, just want to give you a shout out there. 0-1 pitch is swung on a hard down ball that's off the leg of Avalos. The throw to first is in time to get Cortez. Man, Cortez hit that one right on the money, but Avalos able to stick his leg out, kick it in front, and then make an accurate throw to first base. So the Colt 45s get two runners aboard, but can't do anything with it. No runs, No hits, two left, and we're going to the top of the second. The Colt 45s and the Fresno Athletics tied up, no score here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We'll be right back.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
To the top of the second we go, and it'll be right fielder Joseph Portwood to lead things off from Benedictine University. And so, for Connor Irvine, the Canadian, showing so far that he can pitch at a high level. First pitch to Wood is swung on and missed for strike one. So, 0-1, the count to Portwood. Pitch is taken low for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Irvine wasting no time at all, already into his windup, and delivers the 1-1 pitch as a slider just off the plate. In fact, I think the last time he pitched, it was against Sacramento NBO on Sunday, and the game lasted less than 2 hours. 1-1 pitch is a slider swung on and missed for strike three, and down goes Portwood, and that will bring up Hugh Chin Hao. So Hugh Chin Hao from Taiwan. Steps into the box at the ready. Pitch is a fastball in the inside corner for a strike. So right now with Irvine steering the ship right now. Yoan pitch is swung on, and that's a bouncer up to third. Taking it is Reginato in time to get Howe two away. Man, Wyatt Reginato has just been covering so much room. I mean, he is a vacuum cleaner out there. I mean, he just consumes that left half of the infield and does his job so well. He's just so quick with it. He scoops it. He gets it away. I mean, he doesn't throw it at 100 miles an hour. We're seeing in the Futures All-Star game right now, but it's about fielding it cleanly and making an accurate throw, and that's what he's been doing. And now to Jacob Maynard, the third baseman, swings at the first pitch for strike one, 0-1. Getting away with one was Irvine throwing a breaking ball in the dirt, and Maynard went after it. 0-1 pitch is another slider that swung on and missed for strike two. No balls and two strikes in for Maynard. Man, that is two pitches in the dirt that he has chased, playing whack-a-mole out there. 0-2. 0-2 pitch. Does Maynard go again? This time he learns. Three straight pitches in the dirt, almost with the intention of doing so. No ball, one ball and two strikes. 1-2 pitch is a slider again. Strike three called, and this one is in the strike zone. Deadly accurate there from the Canadian from Victoria, Canada. Getting it done. Two strikeouts in the inning. He has three strikeouts on the day through two innings. No runs, no hits. The Athletics go down quietly, and we're going to the bottom of the second. The Reading Colt 45s and Fresno Athletics tied up, no score. And this broadcast is being brought to you by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Top of the second we go, and Blake Tweet will lead things off, followed by catcher Ethan Williams, and then designated hitter Nate Scott. And so for... And so for Blake Tweet, who was 0-for-6 yesterday, just a very uncharacteristic day at the bat, but talking with assistant coach Brad Miller, as he swings and misses for strike one, was taking some extra batting practice, doing some tee work in the clubhouse, and just trying to just get himself back into the rhythm that he had earlier in the season. 0-1 by Avalos. Avalos sets, winds and delivers. A changeup that swung on, lifted into left field, going back, and able to make the catch. The ball was bobbled. Into second goes Tweet with the double, and here come the Colt 45s. And my apologies, that those plays down the third base line, we are blocked by the third base roof for the Colt 45s. So once that ball sort of gets down the line, if it's not in the air, well, I need to be granted x-ray vision. But we'll call it a double for Blake Tweet, who gets aboard, gets on to second, and here is Ethan Williams. Williams hit a home run last night. Pitch is taken high for ball one, 1-0. So one ball and no strikes for Williams, who's 2-for-6, batting .333. On the summer, 1-0-1 pitch is waved out and missed. Avalos looking in. Taking a bit and then grits his teeth. He sets, delivers. Williams looking bunt, taking high for ball two. So two balls and one strike to count in for Williams, who told me some interesting things. He does tattoo art. And he can also play the acoustic guitar. Here's a 2-1 pitch, a slider on the outside corner for strike two. So two balls and two strikes with Blake Tweet at second. Williams with two strikes, trying to punch him home. The 2-2 pitch is a curveball that stays up for ball three. Came in with a high release point and it stayed up. So we have a full count with Nate Scott waiting on deck. Here's the payoff. No, we'll look over to second. So Avalos, knowing the athlete that Blake is, trying to keep him at bay. At least let him know that he will at least try the pickoff if needed. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, lifted up along the first baseline and foul out of play. And a pretty packed crowd here on this very hot day. And I was corrected, we are not in the low 80s. We're actually in the low 100s. So pretty hot. Guess you become so accustomed to the weather that 100 can feel like 90. 3-2 pitch. Fastball is taken just outside for ball four. And so Williams is aboard, and with runners at first and second, the Colt 45's fans trying to rally this team that lost a heartbreaker 13-12 in 15 innings, a game that took over 5 hours to complete. But that is not even close to the record for the longest game, at least under the Barrett-Fasking era. Avalos delivers a pitch that's in the dirt for ball one. So it looks like he's trying to throw that slider, but not really throwing that pitch for strikes unless you get a bad chase from the Colt 45s. 1-0. Avalos, he'll set. Wind in, deliver, straight fastball, just misses outside for ball two. So two balls and no strikes. The Colt 45s. Not going to get cheated up there tonight, they say. Scott trying to bring in Tweet. Here's the 2-0. Swung on a hard line drive into left field for a base hit. They're going to wave Blake home. The throw home is not in time. Tweet scores and it's 1-0 Colt 45s. Blake Tweet straight on contact, able to slide through the bag and create a crop of dust in the action. So Blake Tweet, who just looked like he went to a sandcastle convention, sliding across home plate, able to score on the single by Scott. And I just overheard Rick Bassetti saying, it's Twins Night. Well, when you got Blake and Bryce Tweet on your team every night, it's Twins Night. Here is Jonathan Kumai, the pitch. Oh, excuse me. It is Peyton Jeffries. So Peyton Jeffries up to bat. One-oh pitch to Jeffries, who hit a home run last night, takes on the outside corner for a strike. So Jeffries hitting .423 on the air, is also pitched this season as well, has made 6 appearances, but getting to play second base tonight. 1-1 pitch is a curveball on the outside corner for a strike. So one ball and two strikes. And for Avalos, trying to avoid this Colt 45's team, who's trying to get on a roll here and start getting this rock tumbling down the hill. 1-2. Avalos, he'll set, and now we'll get time. Packed crowd here on Twin Night. So you got the Minnesota Twins. Trying to think of some famous Twins right now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Straight fastball. Strike three called on the corner. Outer half of the plate. And down goes Jeffries. One away. So Jeffries is rung up. That's the second strikeout for Avalos. And now here is Arib Camacho, who struck out swinging. His first at bat and with one out. Trying to bring home some runners. The pitch to Camacho swung on. That ball is going to roll straight to second. Throw to first. Gets away. And it goes into the dugout. In to score is Reginato. And it's now 2-0 Colt 45s. That was Williams. So Williams in to score there. It's now 2-0, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. Camacho picks up the RBI on the air. Here's the pitch to Norton. Breaking ball taken away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes the count to Kyle Norton. Listed at 6'3" and talked very fondly not just about his baseball days where he plays at Shasta College, but also playing club basketball and said that he dunked on somebody in Sacramento. Just went up and said he was 16 years old. He's been able to do it, but chose baseball. Avalos sets. He'll deliver. 1-1 pitch is missed low for ball two. So two balls and one strike. Avalos with a 2-0 deficit. Here in the bottom of the second, the 2-1 pitch is swung on. That ball is rolled very slowly in foul territory on the right side. So two balls and two strikes. Citing to be a CHP officer originally from Tuolumne County. Two and two. Avalos, he'll set. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball missed low for ball three. So a full count. And now for the Colt 45s, really looking to do some damage, trying to turn two runs into a big inning here. Avalos, he'll set. Deliver, the 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled away, and that is going to go into the netting of the snack bar. Good thing we have that netting right there, so no harm, no foul. The kid's looking, where'd the ball go? Where'd the ball go? Now you'll have to get a ladder and get it yourself, or use a tennis ball. Either or, full count, Avalos. And Norton doing battle, the 3-2 again is swung on, and that ball is lifted into right field. Coming back on it and then running in and making the catch is Joseph Portwood, and there's two away. And that's a very good bit of baseball there from Joseph Portwood as far as reading that ball, making that first step back, running about 6 or 7 steps, then tracking the ball and coming in. Because if he runs forward and that ball isn't in front of him, that thing is at the wall and you're touching them all. So, first step back, 8 steps back, locating it, and then running forward. So now here is Bryce Tweet, who swings at the first pitch, drives one high down the left field line and foul. And that ball went into a raccoon's nest by the looks of it, a big old tree up along the left field line across from Safeway. Oh, and one, the count. Ray Sweet hitting the ball hard tonight, but shook out in his first at bat, but still reached base on the dropped third. One and one. With Scott over at second and Arif Camacho at first. One one pitch is a fastball taken high. So two balls and one strike. Camacho able to get aboard, and this is when Rice says that this is the toughest time to hit the ball, is when the sun starts to set. Here's the 2-1 swung on. That's a hard ground ball to first base. Eaten up and played well. Up with it is Martinez. Touches first, and that takes care of that. But the Colt 45s get two runs off of contact from Ethan Williams. Blake Tweet, and then reaching aboard was Arif Camacho. Two runs on two hits, two men left, and we're going to the top of the third. The Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 2-0. And once again, Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery on 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. We'll be right back.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
To the top of the third inning we go. And leading off will be Max Vestal, the sidearm right-hander. And yep, the music is off. So Max Vestal, who did a number on the Colt 45s last night, went 2 1/3 innings and shook out two batters. But again, that sidearm style of his making the ball very hard to pick up. The 0-1 pitch from Connor Irvine is delivered inside for ball one. So one ball and one strike. Irvine, the 1-1 pitch to Vestral is a fastball down the middle for strike two. So one ball and two strikes, and for Irvine just continuing to command his throws well. The 1-2 pitch, fastball swung on, hit softly to second. Up with it, making the play is Jeffries, and there's one away.
Thank you, Premier Oil. We really appreciate
so, one away. Jeffries playing on the slight one hop, very casual, very cool. And so, Matthew Lauren now coming up to bat. So for Lauren, pitch to him is a fastball just low for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and the man out of Vancouver delivers a pitch swung on, missed for strike one. Irvine looking in. He'll whip it and deliver. Slider dropped on the outside corner for a strike. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. It's a drop throw. The throw to first by Williams to Norton. And there's one away. Two away for Connor Irvine. And talking with Connor about what you can expect if you were to come and visit him. And he said that he would take you to the best poutine spots in Canada. And apparently poutine is some French fry concoction with cheese curds and brown gravy, and it was originally started in Quebec, so I don't know, sounds like a good time. If you're cold, the 1-0 pitch is swung on and it's hit into right field for a base hit by Ivan Ruiz. So Ruiz, who is now 2-for-2 on the day, had an infield single his first at bat in the first inning, and then first pitch gets an opposite field into right for his second hit. So now here comes Brandon Dodd, who is tonight's beer batter. So if he strikes out, that means everybody in the stands, well, those that are of legal age, can get beer for a dollar off. 0-1 the count. 0-1 pitch is swung on, sprayed back to the netting. So 0-2 the count. And Connor Irvine also talking about, you know, how much fun he is having this summer and how he's made so many new friends. 0-2 pitch is a fastball that stays up. Looking hip high was Williams, but missed the spot. But just the relationships and all the fun activities you have to do here on the North State. The 1-2 pitch is swung, and that ball is lifted into right field. And that's a base hit. So back-to-back, opposite field, base hits for the Athletics. And with two runners on, maybe the Athletics have figured out the puzzle to getting hits off of Irvine. That was another outside fastball, and they just, for Dodd, just flicked it into right field. Now with the left-handed hitter, it's Araguin. Takes on the outside corner for a strike. Left side for Araguin. 0-1 the count. Irvine. He'll set. Delivers an 0-1 pitch. Changeup that misses low. So for Irvine now, with two runners on, his team leading 2-0 here in the top of the third. 1-1 pitch is a change on the outside corner for strike two. And trying to have another scoreless inning. Big pitch here with two outs. 1-2 the count. Irvine winds. He'll deliver the 1-2 pitch. Straight fastball swung on, foul back, and that one will go into the bocce courts. I've never really even seen anybody use those bocce courts, to be honest. But they're there if you want to play some bocce. You just get the thought, and you're like, hey, let's go play some bocce on a day that's 102 degrees. 1-2 pitch, check swing, and he rings up Araguin, and down he goes. So for Connor Irvine, the boy out of Victoria, Canada, continues to pitch with the highest of efficiencies. That is now 5 strikeouts in 3 innings for Irvine, and we're going to the bottom of the third. The Colt 45s in charge, leading the Fresno Athletics 2-0 here on KCNR, the home of Reading Summer Baseball, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And we are back for the bottom of the third, and here's Wyatt Reginato to lead things off. Takes inside and low for ball one, and Wyatt won a CIF Northern Section Championship back in 2018 in football, but baseball is his passion. Very good linebacker back in his day. The 0-1-0 pitch is grounded up along the first baseline and foul. So chopping that like chopping wood. So 1-1, the former president of the Future Farmers of America Cottonwood Club and used to debate about livestock for his club. Very educated on animals. 1-1 pitch, fastball, ground up along the third baseline, and foul, and a nice play there from Brad Miller. One ball and two strikes the count for Reginato, who I think he lives on a ranch. 1-2, Avalos. 1-2 pitch is just a bit outside, but he's got a younger brother who also plays football, and his younger brother in May had his back stepped on by a horse while he was saddle bronking. And here's the 2-2 pitch, fastball up and away for ball three. And I was asking Wyatt if his brother was even going to play football this year, because it looked like a pretty severe injury. I mean, and I don't know, I'm not a mathematician, I don't really know how much horses weigh, but they probably weigh more than the average human, I'm guessing. 3-2 pitches taken high for ball four. But to have an animal, an athletic animal, come straight down on your back. And Wyatt told me, well, I'm not even sure if he's going to even be able to play football this year. His back was in a brace, but then I saw him on Tuesday, and he looked sharp, and he said he's going to play. So, huge boost for the West Valley Eagles, but just even more importantly, glad that Reginato is okay. The pitch is grounded up the middle. Nice play. It's short to get one. The turn to first, double play by Brandon Dodd. A good play up the middle, able to get in front of the shot hit by Isaiah Cortez, touch first, and then a good throw . So here's Blake Tweet. So that'll go in the books as being 6-3. So here's Blake. Pitch to Blake is taken in the dirt for ball one. 1-0-1 pitch is grounded up along the third baseline and foul. So for Blake, who is from Red Bluff High School, and again, it's not just him and Bryce, but he's got Tanner, and he's got Jackson, a family of four brothers, and you just wonder, all four of them are athletes, how you can even feed a group like that. But Mom Lacey runs free schools, keeps those guys well fed in that house of theirs. And for Blake, was originally supposed to go to the University of Northern Colorado, but decided to come back to California. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. The ball skips by Vestrol and into first safely goes Blake Tweet. So Tweet reaches base on the drop third strikeout. So that is two drop thirds that have resulted in both Blake and Bryce being on base. So that's a bit of an interestingly weird and similar trend. And so now, with two outs, here's Ethan Williams. Throw to first and back on the bag is Blake. And for Blake, he has 10 stolen bases this year. Not going on a high strike. Call to Williams. 0-1, went 2-for-6 yesterday and hit a home run. Will Blake go in motion? Not going. The 0-1 pitch is a changeup on the outside corner for a strike. So credit to Avalos after giving up two runs in the second inning, and he has really settled down and located his pitch as well. The 0-2 from Avalos is taken high. So for Eddie Avalos out of Reed Elite College, junior college here in Northern California. 1-2 pitch. There goes Speed on a pitch that is smoked into left field down the third baseline for a base hit. Into third goes Tweed, taking second on the throw onto the infield is Williams. And so with two outs, let's see what the Colt 45s can do. And so now here is Nate Scott, who has a single to his name. And with runners at second and third, Blake Tweed at third, Williams at second. Nate takes a big swing, comes up empty for strike one. So for Nate Scott, who had his appendix removed when he was in the fourth grade, talked about how that experience and how his family was able to catch it early, and there's a drive into right field. Back it goes to the walls. She is gone! Nate Scott with a home run over the right center wall, and it's 5-0 Colt 45s. And for Nate Scott, that is his first home run of the season for the Colt 45s. Came in hitting .235, but having himself a day. Now 2-for-2, and then with the biggest hit of the night thus far. And now to Peyton Jeffries. So Jeffries takes high for ball one. 1-0, the 1-0 pitch is a fastball taken high for ball two. So for Nate Scott, man, talk about a guy who has fielded the ball well but just hasn't really found a true rhythm yet on a team where you have 10 guys that are hitting 300 or above, but now all of a sudden able to insert himself and make his power known. One ball and two strikes now to Jeffries. The 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on and fouled at the plate. So for Jeffries, splitting the nacho and getting a piece. One ball, two strikes, now 5-0, Colt 45s here in the bottom third. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball, rings up Jeffries, and that ends the inning. But the big man on campus is Nate Scott, who hit a 3-run home run just moments ago. A 3-run blast that cleared the right center fence. 3 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left. And the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 5-0 after 3 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5 Wednesday through Saturday.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number 1, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number 2, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
First baseman Steven Martinez to lead things off, and he'll be followed by right fielder Joseph Portwood, and then Hu Chin Hao. 1-0 pitch is taken, fouled away. So one ball and one strike, and haven't seen too many cars being hit this weekend. 1-1 pitch is a fastball, just low. That looked like a strike. 2-1. Irvine looking in. He'll whip and deliver. The changeup is swung on, fouled back. And I it's kind of interesting. I mean, there's so many cars that are parked in this parking lot. I'm always amazed that not many more cars get hit. The 1-2 pitch is a slider, swung on and missed for strike 3. And down goes Martinez. So for Irvine, cooking with his own version of grease. He has been tough to hit. That is now 6 strikeouts. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 1. And it just, when you're able to control your fastball, it just makes those sliders, those changeups, even harder to hit. 0-1 pitch is a slider swung on and missed for strike 2. No balls and 2 strikes. Wasting no time at all. The 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Wow. That strikeout took no time at all. So, 6 pitches. Now here is Hu Chin Hao. Fastball is taken high for ball 1. I thought that he had 6 pitches, but the immaculate inning is officially over. 1-0 to Howe swings over strike one. One ball and one strike down the middle. 1-1 pitch is waved at Mr. Strike Two, and when you're also commanding your off-speed pitches, you can also get away with throwing a couple in the dirt the way that Irvine did just there. Now, 1-2. Irvine, he'll set, he'll wind, deliver the 1-2 pitch, swung on it, Mr. Strike Three, and down goes Howell. A 1-2-3 inning. Irvine strikes out the side. That is a spicy kind of maple syrup. The Canadian absolutely money through four. And we're going to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 5-0 here on KCNR. And tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is a proud sponsor of tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball game. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open. Gold Leaf Nursery features new statuary, including bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
To the bottom of the fourth inning we go, and it is a fun night here in at Tiger Field, the home of the Reading Colt 45s, who lead the Fresno Athletics 5-0. Here's Arif Camacho, who swings and corkscrews the first pitch. Foul back. 0-1 the count. Colt 45s leading 5-0 in the big hit so far belongs to Nate Scott, who hit a three-run home run, his first of the summer. And so now for Camacho, trying to follow it up with a big inning after a heartbreaking 13-12 loss in five innings, a game that took over 5 hours to complete. 1-1 pitch is a fastball on the outside corner for strike two. And so for Camacho, who is one of the elite infielders in the junior college area in California, was named as a first-team Western State Conference member. 1-2 pitch is a fastball up and away for ball two. And been to Antelope Valley a couple of times. Their teams would play Pierce College, where I attended school, in football, in baseball. I think they played us in softball as well. 2-2 is a slider that misses down and away for ball three. So a full count. Camacho trying to work himself aboard for the second time tonight. Reach base on an error at second in the second inning. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball down and away for ball four. So Camacho keeps the train going. And so he will lead things off, and that will bring up Kyle Norton. So Norton up to bat. Camacho with a big lead at first, about five paces off, not going, as Norton takes the fastball away for ball one. So one ball and no strikes, and now it looks like he has some action going on in the Fresno Athletics clubhouse. 1-0 pitch from Avalo, and swung on that ball is roped into right field for a base hit. Into third goes Camacho on a single by Kyle Norton, and the Colt 45s have runners at the corners with Bryce Tweet coming up to bat. Center fielder, number 20, Bryce Tweet. And so for the Colt 45s, whose offense has been so big and so deep, especially early in games, really didn't see that power really show up until later in the game when they were down 11-8, tied the game up at 2, and then faced 5 deficits before falling 13-12. 0-1, the count to Tweet, who just swung and missed at a breaking ball. So for Bryce Tweet, 0-2, struck out but reached base. One ball and one strike. There goes Norton. Avalo steps out. He throws the second, and Norton is thrown out. So Norton tried to catch Avalo snapping, but Avalo, well aware of his presence, didn't panic, just stepped off appropriately with that left foot, and then threw to first, and then the easy throw to second. So for Norton, runs himself into an out. There's one away. 1-1 pitch is taken away for ball two, and sometimes that works when you have a pitcher that maybe be so fixated at home base, he just tenses up and then panics. But Avalo showing no panic whatsoever, down 5-0. 2-1 pitch is a fastball taken high for ball three. So 3-1. Hitters count. Tweet with 7 home runs on the year. The 3-1 pitch is a fastball tomahawked foul behind home plate. So Tweet has a tendency to chase some of those high ones up in the zone, but that's also where he can also elevate that barrel and hit the ball out of the ballpark. 3-2, Avalo sets. The 3-2 pitch is swung on that ball, is lifted high and foul out of play down the third baseline. So 3-2 here on Twins night, and we have some fans wearing Minnesota Twins gear. And let me ask you this, who were the Minnesota Twins before they were the Minnesota Twins? Here's a 3-2 pitch swing. There's a high fly ball into right center, very playable, going back and making the catch is Araguen, tagging up and scoring easily is Camacho. Bryce Tweet does his job with the sacrifice fly, and it's now 6-0 Colt 45s, and getting an applause of cowbells into the dugout. And so for Bryce Tweet, just such a good ball player, and it's not just, you know, his power, his speed, the ability to run bases and track fly balls and make throws from the outfield to get runners. He just understands the game, the situation, and you know what? He knows how to make contact to get runners on. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a slider that's taken down for ball one. So 1-1. With Wyatt Reginato up to bat, the left-hander, who has been showing his teammates around the North State 1-1 pitch swung on. That ball is lifted into shallow right field. Coming in on the run and making the catch is Araguin to end the inning, but not before the Colt 45s tack on another run on a sacrifice fly from Bryce Tweet that brings home Areve Camacho. One run, one hit, nobody left. And at the end of four innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 6-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And Goldleaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Goldleaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Goldleaf Nursery has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Goldleaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8 to 5.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
And we are back. First pitch by Jacob Maynard is swung on line to Norton, who makes the catch. And just like that, one away. So very quick start. And for Connor Irvine, just continuing to work efficiently, now has Max Vestral, who swings and fouls the pitch away. So 0-2. Wearing a very sharp-looking handlebar mustache, the 0-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Man, that mustache that Irvine has going on, that is very roaring 20s. And we're in the 20s right now. I'm talking about the 1920s. The 0-2 pitch swung on, line to short. Nice play there from Camacho. The throw to first, not in time. Oh, that would have been viral if that play had been made. My goodness. Areve Camacho on a very hard hit ball speared the one hop backhanded, and then the throw was bouncing for Norton, unable to make the scoop. That will go as an infield single for Vestral, but still, that is a very, very good glove that the Colt 45s have over at short. High class and fast. And again, had that throw maybe been just a little bit higher, maybe would have made the play. So here is Matthew Lauren. Change up that stayed just a little high. Didn't break as much, so one ball and one strike to count. And for Connor, he has been sharp through four. The 1-1 pitch is in for a strike. One ball and two strikes. So four singles allowed, but that has been all. Only one of them half of them have left the outfield. But again, just managing the game so well. 1-2 pitch is a fastball, foul tip for strike three, and down goes Lauren. That is now 9 strikeouts for Connor Irvine, who continues to shove. And right now, the Athletics are having trouble trying to figure out Irvine's puzzle. This guy from Victoria, Canada is something else. The pitch is swung on and missed for strike one to Ivan Ruiz, the second baseman. 0-1. Irvine sets. 0-1 just missed. But again, just off the plate, still hit the mark where Williams had it set up. Irvine sets the 1-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner. And again, strike two. 1-2. Irvine. Delivers the 1-2 pitch just high. Right at the rib cage. But still, that is, again, another well-located pitch. This guy must be working with some special GPS system in his brain. He is hitting his marks. The 2-2 pitch bouncing the dirt for ball three. A full count. Now to Ruiz, and now trying not to let him off the hook is Irvine. He'll set. The 3-2 pitch is swung on, fouled back. So Irvine continuing to battle. The 3-2 is swung on and misses strike three. A slider takes care of Ruiz. That is now 10 strikeouts in 5 innings pitched for Connor Irvine. What a performance. Just 4 hits allowed, all of them singles, and so far he is pitching a shutout. No runs, 1 hit, a man left. Now 10 strikeouts on the game for the man out of Victoria, Canada. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning. We're halfway home. The Colt 45s leading the Fresno Athletics 6-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
To the bottom of the 5th we go. And looks like we have ourselves a new pitcher, and it'll be Anthony Hernandez, the right-hander out of Reedley College. There are 11 players from Reedley College on this Fresno Athletics team, so must be a theme. And the guy that I am hoping to possibly see later on is Cameron DeMaria. DeMaria is the 6'8" first baseman on the Fresno Athletics, and man oh man, he is as big in person as he looks on the ball field. So it'll be Anthony Hernandez who will be facing Isaiah Cortez. So for Cortez, who attends Cal State San Bernardino, is from Ione, California, in Amador, which was once upon a time home to a school of industry. It was called the Preston School of Industry that used to teach vocational training and I think was almost kind of like a boarding school. But anyway, there's a big, beautiful castle that was built for the boys at that school, and now you can go and visit it. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Little slider by Hernandez. Slips outside for ball two. 2-0. For Cortez, who is an Oakland Athletics fan, so he must feel a little weird playing his favorite team, I guess, by uniform association. 3-0 then now the count to Cortez, who is studying kinesiology. Hernandez looks in. 3-0. The payoff pitch is waved out of Mr. Strike One. Coming in with a breaking one. It's pretty interesting to see, you know, baseball games now and, you know, just sort of the differences that you really notice in today's game. And sometimes you'll see a guy, pitcher, have you. 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. Who will throw an off-speed pitch on 3-0 to find himself back and into a groove rather than just going with a straight fastball almost emptying the tank. 3-2 now as Hernandez steps off, gets comfortable, and looks in. Heel set, Cortez. The 3-2 pitch is swung on and fouled back. Nicknamed El Conquistador by Derek Fasking, the father of manager Barrick Fasking, and it is Derek that runs the in-game operations. He's also a diehard Dodgers fan. You want to talk baseball? Here's the 3-2 pitch swung, and that ball is hit foul and out of play, and a kid that was looking for foul balls, and he got what he wanted. He was in position. Man, there was a boy that was just lined up waiting for a foul ball to finally be hit, and almost like the tooth fairy coming out from the sky, he got his ball. He's excited. 3-2. Hernandez sets to Cortez. The changeup is swung on and lifted into shallow right field, playable, going back about 7 steps and making the catch. And there's one away. So that was Ivan Ruiz with the catch. And that will bring up Blake Tweet. So Tweet, the right-hander, and again, the biggest difference that you can tell between him and his twin brother Bryce is the facial hair. Blake tends to wear it clean-shaven, and Bryce isn't afraid to let that thing grow out for a month and a half. Just have the full-on beard. 1-0. Hernandez sets and delivers a sweeping slider that swung on and missed. So for Hernandez, throwing at around the low 80s, it looks like. Not really throwing with that much speed, but using location, using movement. So far, I'm picking up a slider and a change right now. Nothing really overbearing about a curveball just yet. The 1-1 pitch saucered away for ball two. So two balls and one strike, and all these players trying to show off their skills during summer collegiate ball in hopes of getting a full ride, possibly to an NCAA Division I, Division II, Division III, or an NAIA. 2-1 pitch swing, and that ball is hammered down the left field line and foul, and that ball will disappear into Narnia, and nobody knows where that thing went. Two balls and two strikes in for Blake. He has hit the ball hard today, just hasn't hit any in fair territory. Hernandez, heel set. The 2-2 pitch swung on, and that is a high pop fly on the shallow infield. Under it is Ruiz looking up, dealing with the mixture of colors, and makes the catch, and there's two away. So two pop outs to second base. Tweet is now 1-for-3 on the day, and that will bring up Ethan Williams, who doubled and then came home to score on the 3-run home run by Nate Scott. So it's Nate Scott who is the big man on campus right now, a guy who drives a 1998 Honda CRV. Takes a strike and he'll take a slow walk to gather himself, but says it still uses manual, so he has to, it's not automatic, so he has to use the stick shift and drive that thing, but he likes it. 0-1 pitch swung on, and there's a high fly ball into right center. Back it goes near the warning track, and able to run it down and make the catch in center is Araguinta to end the inning. So for Nate Scott, who gives the ball a long drive, but just not long enough, Araguinta able to run it down, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, a quiet frame for the Colt 45s, and at the end of five, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 6-0 here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. And once again, tonight's sponsor of Reading Colt 45s baseball is Gold Leaf Nursery, which is back open. It's time to add color to your landscape with a variety of flowers from Gold Leaf Nursery. They also feature fruit trees along with blueberry, strawberry, vegetable, and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open 8 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's
365-3793. And we are back for the top of the sixth inning. So here we go, is leading things off. And so here's Jackson Torsey. So Jackson Torsey into pitch. So that does it for our man from Canada, Connor Irvine. So Irvine's night is done. Five innings of work, 10 strikeouts, no runs allowed. Not a bad day indeed. And so now let's see what Torsey can do in relief. Here's the pitch from Torsey that's waved at a missed strike one. Fastball changeup curve, working in the mid-80s. Torsey sets. He'll wind and deliver. Hard fastball that just misses away. So Torsey, at a very slender 6'1", relies on that fastball and uses location, powered in there just low. So looking to find the Bears' porridge right now. A little too low on the last two. 2-1 pitch is missed high for ball three. So a little too hot, a little too cold, and just trying to find what is just right. 3-1 the count. Colt 45 is leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 is swung on, foul tipped. So for Torsey. Looking in at Dodd, the 3-2 pitch is swung on, fouled up along the first baseline and foul. And on Twin Night, also seeing some fun t-shirts. We got Thing 1 and Thing 2. And we're going to have in the next half inning, we're going to have the race where you hold the ball between your legs race. The 3-2 pitch is a fastball that's taken away for ball four. So for Torsey, getting some work in relief. And so here is Leo Arawin. Left-hander listed around 5'7". The pitch is a fastball taken high and away for Bowen. So for Torsey, just trying to settle down right now, working with a big lead. So this is one of those games where if you're maybe struggling to master your control, gives you a little bit of wiggle room. 1-0 pitch is taken high for ball two. And for Torsey, who is making his 8th appearance, has issued 10 walks this season with 10 strikeouts. There goes runner on a ball that's high. The throw to second, not in time.
Oh, yeah. Good job. Way to steal. Oh.
So stealing second.
Sorry, guys, take that back. I got it.
There is Dodd. That's what happens when you're about to be in college. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball swung on, and that's a hard hit ball into right field. The base hit. They'll hold the runners. At third goes Dodd on a strong throw from right field by Blake Tweet. And so, with Dodd at third, Arguin on the single, and now here is Steven Martinez. So now let's see what Steven Martinez can do. And if he gets a base hit, all of a sudden, the momentum can shift. Pitch from Torsey is a hip-high fastball for a strike, 0-1. Torsey, heel set. Here's the 0-1 pitch. There goes runner on a pitch. That is in there for a strike. Throw to second, not in time. So back-to-back steals as Todd stole second about four pitches ago. And then Arguin takes second himself. 0-2 the count. Dodd at third, Arguin at second. It's 6-0, Colt 45s. 3-2 pitch, an unexpected breaking ball. Rings up Martinez. Man, that seemed like at least 11 or 12 fastballs in a row, and then he just comes in with the curveball, and Martinez knew it. He didn't even look at the umpire, made the slow walk back to the dugout. So one out, big strikeout, Torsey. And now that will bring up Joseph Portwood, who takes on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Torsey looking in. He'll set and deliver a fastball that is high and in for ball one. Leaves a little bit of shaving cream there for Portwood, 1-1. 1-1 pitch is a slider on the corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes now the count. Torsey, after giving up the walk and a single, now working with 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is bounced in the dirt, and a nice save there from Ethan Williams. So smooth with the feet. Being able to rotate left and right. Attended Foothill High School and now goes to Folsom College. The 2-2 pitch is a breaking ball swung on. And that ball took some funky hops. Over to first is Norton to put it away, and there's two away. Wow, that ball had some funky English, man. That ball was up along the first baseline. Looked like it was going to split foul and then just took a life of its own. Took a hop left, took a hop left, and that's a traveling basketball, but not in baseball. That was weird spin indeed, and it was enough to bring Dodd home. Pitch now is grounded to third. Up with it is Reginato, who fires to first to get Hugh Chin Howe, and that ends the inning. So the Colt 45s give up a run, but that is all. One run comes across on a ground out by Portwood. One run, one hit. But at the end of 5.5, the Colt 45s lead the Fresno Athletics 6-1 here on KCNR, the home of summer baseball in Shasta County. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Gold Leaf Nursery. Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and wants to help you grow your own groceries. Gold Leaf Nursery features fresh fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now is the time to start preparing your garden. Gold Leaf has a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants. Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. Back open Wednesday through Saturday, 8-5. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
To the bottom of the sixth inning we go, and leading off will be Nate Scott, who in his last at bat hit a 3-run home run, and that's been the big play on offense so far that has busted the game open. Scott swings at a breaking ball that swung on and skewed foul and out of play, and man, talk about disappearing. But that's what the kids are here for, to try to shag all the foul balls and bring them back. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a slider that's missed out on the outside corner for strike two. So for Nate Scott, dealing with Anthony Hernandez, who you can almost call him the Sandman, just as far as the way he pitches, using movement isn't necessarily